You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The trial of a former child soldier turned commander in Uganda's Lord's Resistance Army has resumed at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Dominique Ongwen, who was allegedly abducted when he was just 14 years old and went on to become one of the most feared commanders of the LRA, is pleading not guilty to 70 charges of crimes against humanity and war crimes for acts committed between 2002 and 2005. His defence team is arguing that Ongwen himself is a victim of the militia that has, according to the UN, massacred 100,000 people and abducted 60,000 children since its creation around 1987. Isabelle Guittard is Director of Programmes at Child Soldiers International. She explains that Ongwen's case presents particular challenges owing to his status as a former child soldier.
We at Child Soldiers International believe that Mr. Ongwen should not avoid all criminal responsibility simply because of his status as a former child soldier. We understand that his defense will probably try to exonerate him, and he has pleaded not guilty. And indeed, the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court presents grounds for exclusion of criminal responsibility, including with the argument of mental disease, which refers to the mental state of the defendant, which would have potentially destroyed his ability to appreciate the lawfulness of his actions or his ability to control his actions at the time. And there is the argument of duress, of course, according to which the defendant was potentially acting under threat of death or another serious threat, and so was somewhat compelled to commit an unlawful act in self-defense. And his defense team has indicated that it may use some of these arguments, particularly the duress argument, but we don't know at this stage exactly how they will run it and if they choose to run it. But it is a very difficult defense to run, we think. With the mental disease argument, this requires an expert assessment to identify exactly the evidence that there is of a psychiatric problem which would have explained this behavior. And with the duress argument, there is a requirement to prove that the defendant was not causing a greater harm than the one that he was trying to avoid. And this is, again, very difficult to prove. So especially, you know, in the case of Mr. Ongwen, where he was over 18 when he committed the crimes that he is accused of at the ICC, he was an adult. He was a very influential commander within the LRA, and he is accused of very serious crimes, war crimes and crimes against humanity, that he committed over a long period of time. We believe that his victims, like any other victims, and there are many victims of Mr. Ongwen, they are entitled to justice and to reparations like everyone else. And he should not avoid criminal responsibility and be exonerated of all criminal responsibility. We're not talking about punishment here because he was a victim himself. However, when it comes to the sentence, should he be found guilty and should he be found criminally responsible for these actions, it would only be fair to consider his status as a former child soldier, as a former victim, as a mitigating circumstance in the determination of his sentence.
Did Mr. Ongwen undergo rehabilitation? Was he rescued?
That's exactly the issue at stake here, is that he was not. I mean, we believe that any former child soldier, you know, should they benefit from the full package of reintegration, rehabilitation, that means, you know, benefiting from community reintegration and having the forgiveness and the acceptance of their community in order to be able to live a normal life again. If they have psychological support, if they can return to education, and if they can find a valued role within their community, they can, you know, become, so to speak, normal individuals again and recover from the trauma that they went through and from the potentially indoctrination that they were submitted to when they were in an armed group. But Mr. Ongwen never left the armed group. When he left the armed group, he was immediately indicted and went to The Hague.
So what is possibly the best case scenario, according to Child Soldiers International, of course, and to humanitarian law, that could play out following this trial?
So if Mr. Ongwen is found guilty, what we would like to emphasize is that his victims are provided with significant reparations to victims, you know, is an important matter.
I'd just like to wrap this up, perhaps with the position of Child Soldiers International as to the importance of bringing someone such as Mr. Ongwen to justice. Okay. What does it mean on the international scene? How important is it?
Yes, I think it's an important point to make actually, because without this trial and without the ICC, these crimes may have never been investigated because the Ugandan government was unable or unwilling to prosecute Mr. Ongwen as well as other LRA commanders. So because of these trials, we're going to finally hear the stories of the victims of Mr. Ongwen. We're going to understand more about the behavior of the LRA and about the consequences of their actions in Ugandan society, and the victims may obtain reparations. So this is the significance of this trial for us.
And that was Isabelle Guittard, Director of Programs at Child Soldiers International.